All right, let's get to Ray right now. Ray, how you doing this morning?
I'm feeling good, feeling good.
Hey, man, it's nice to have you. You know what's really nice for us radio guys to get up real early in the morning? The football guys get up real early, too, Ray. It makes it really nice. So thank you, man. Really appreciate it. Hey, first of all, how you feeling? The conditioning, how'd you feel for the first time out there playing a middle linebacker?
I feel good. I feel good to just to be out there first and foremost. But, you know, obviously you can run all you want, but then obviously there's a difference between football conditioning and then conditioning on your own with the coach. You know what I mean? So,
hey Ray,
was that?
No, I was just going to ask you because not only was it that, and you're right, but obviously you're not hitting offensive linemen full speed in practice the way you are last week and against a really good Tennessee offensive line. What was that like, pounding guys head-to-head for the first time?
I mean, I've been doing it all my life, but, I mean, it felt good. It felt good just to be out there, you know, with the teammates and, getting things rolling and, you know, obviously just to show the guys, you know, what I'm about. And, you know, everyone was saying, hey, you know, oh, man, I can't wait to see you come downhill. I can't wait to see you play, yada, yada, yada. But then it didn't really hit me until I woke up the next morning where my neck was like, it felt like it was broken. You know, my joints are aching,
right,
things like that. So,
I tell you one thing that was nice, Ray, watching. It was the best linebacker play. I said during the game, it's the best linebacker play we've had in a long time with you in the middle, and Lawrence Timmons and Kiko Alonso, some of the plays they made on the outside. The three of you guys with the experience you have and this run defense, which has been really a nice surprise for this team this year. What's the key as you look at a front seven to being really good against the run? Where does it start?
To tell you the truth, I just think, you know, if everyone is comfortable with each other, you know, we all have experience. You know, we're a lot older group, and you know, just lining up out there, I think everyone is comfortable knowing that everyone will get their job done. You know, we're not nervous. We're not questioning each other's potential or questioning each other's play, like, oh man, is he going to be there, you know, when I take on this spill, or is he going to be there, you know, things like that. And so when we line up and when we break that huddle, I think everyone knows that the person next to him will get their job done. And I think, you know, no one is nervous going out there like, oh crap. And so I think that's where, you know, it boils down to that. You know, it's a veteran group, and, you know, we know everyone will get their job done.
Yeah. Hey, Ray, also want to ask you, you're sitting there in the off season. Did you think that might be it for you when you left Cincinnati, or did you know you'd be playing more football?
To tell you the truth, I was optimistic. You know, I knew something was going to happen. I mean, I didn't think someone was going to get hurt.
Yeah.
I just knew, you know, that my time wasn't over, you know, that, you know, God had a plan for me, you know, whether it be mid-season, early in the season, or towards the end of the season, you know. And I just knew it wasn't time for me to hang it up yet. You know, obviously everyone was saying, nah, man, you know, camp is 3 weeks in already. You know, you're not even signed yet. And I'm, you know, I'm just over there at the house hanging out with my daughter and stuff. And obviously, you know, it sucks driving by the Bengal stadium, and she's like, hey, Daddy, why aren't you going to work?
Yeah.
You know, Daddy doesn't play for them no more. And, you know, I'm just thankful for the opportunity. And so, you know, things work out in mysterious ways. And, hey, I'm just glad to be here.
Ray Maluga, the Miami Dolphins middle linebacker, joins us. You knew Matt Burke. What's it like being back with Matt Burke now that he's a defensive coordinator and getting a chance to be with him again?
I mean, man, it's great, man. It's a blessing in disguise when you think about it. You know, we will text back and forth during the season and whatnot, and you know, I will tell him, hey, you know, he's got a good-looking group, yada, yada. And and there was actually a point where, you know, we were talking, and I was like, you know, it'd be weird, or do you think you would ever become a defensive coordinator? Or do you have enough plays, in your folder or your book at home to, you know, call plays and stuff? And he's like, yeah, he does. And then look at it, 2 years later, he's now a defensive coordinator. But, I mean, it's good. You know, he's energetic, and he's young. He's an energetic young guy that, you know, it's not like me talking to my boss. It's like me talking to a good friend. And, you know, we're just, you know, he knows what I bring, and I'm just, you know, ready to just keep producing and, you know, trying to help him as best I can.
Hey, Ray, I want to ask you this one because I get it all the time. Every time I do a talk show, somebody goes, hey, tell me what Ndamukong Suh's like. Everybody always likes to know the mystery of Ndamukong Suh. All right, so you as kind of an attitude, physical guy, now you're playing with Ndamukong Suh, playing right behind him. What's that like? Has it been what you thought it would be?
I mean, he's a physical presence, man. He definitely helps you out because he takes all the double teams, and you know, it allows you to freely flow over top and come downhill and make plays. And you definitely don't want to get on his bad side. I mean, all jokes aside, he's a funny guy in the locker room. You know, he's a very intimidating presence. But, you know, man, when I was playing in Cincinnati, you got, you know, Domantas Peko, who's always talking.
Right.
So, you know, speaking his mind, and you know where he's coming from, a funny guy and stuff. And then you play with Geno Atkins, he's like a silent killer.
Right.
He barely speaks. He does, you know, but there's a place at least for himself on the field. And then there's this guy. It's like he's like Debo in the freaking locker room. You'll be talking to your friends, next thing he comes in, like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, shit. Like, oh, damn. You know? So, I don't know. I guess you just want to make him happy. Just be on his good side and the shit. And then he actually – and then turns it on the football field. So,
yeah.
I'm just glad I'm on his side of the field, and I'm glad he's my teammate.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. Hey, Ray, I got to ask you a couple of questions I know you haven't been asked. You're from Eureka High School. I'm from Northern California. Lumber, salmon – and some of the best marijuana in the country. I mean, what? Ray, how did you end up in Eureka at Eureka High School? You have to help me out there, man.
First of all, we came to California to support my dad's ministry.
Okay.
He was going to and from Hawaii to this little place called Oxnard, California, where, you know, where we're at for a week. And we ended up just moving out here because, you know, he was a deacon and he couldn't afford going back and forth from Hawaii to Oxnard. So we moved out to Oxnard, California. And, you know, I've never been, I'm just this little Samoan boy.
Yeah.
From Hawaii, never been around no, you know, Mexicans and talking, you know, Spanish. And
right.
Spanish and English in California. And so it was just a culture shock for me. But fast forward, you know, tell me, it was weird. And I had all the, the accent, the Hawaiian accent and stuff. So it was crazy. So then my dad was appointed to go from Oxnard to Eureka, California to start a church.
Oh.
And so basically, you know, we just had to pack our things from Oxnard and
Boy,
Eureka.
I was trying to figure out, because you end up going to USC where you had a great career, and I was like, that might be the first time I've heard of a guy from USC. I've seen him get guys out of the Bay Area. I've seen him get guys out of Sacramento, but I've never seen him get a guy out of Eureka, which is way up there, and everything else, as I said, and you've probably seen it all up there. Hey, Ray, got to ask you about this game coming up here. Freeman and Coleman, a heck of a 1-2 punch of running back, and they got a really good quarterback in Ryan. What do you got to stop first as you look at that game plan for stopping the Atlanta Falcons or slowing them down?
Everything first and foremost is stopping the run. And I feel like we got a group of guys that can do that. But, you know, it all starts with preparation and doing our homework. And, you know, everything is about knowing the personnel, knowing what you think they can run before they run the play. So, you know, it's good to eliminate certain plays knowing what formation they're in and what personnel they're lined up in. And so if we can play fast, you know, and start fast, I think things will take care of itself.
Ray,
what was that?
No, I was just going to say everybody's been worried about this offense. Are you worried about your offense, Ray, or you feel like everything will come around and you guys are still – you got everybody's still together?
Are we worried about our offense? No, we're not. No, we're not. It's totally out of our control as far as the defense. And, you know, if our offense doesn't score, then why should the other offense score, you know? And it's just got to come down to taking care of what we need to take care of. And we just maybe have to do the same thing like last week and score some points on defense.
Yeah, it was fun to watch a week ago. Hey, Ray, I'm running out of time, but I got so many things, man, I want to talk to you about. I got to ask you, going to USC, speaking of great tradition, the greatest player at USC as far as you're concerned is, the greatest player to ever play at USC is? I got you, didn't I? Yeah, that's a tough one.
Man, there's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of them.
I'm going to go O.J. Simpson. I'm going old school.
Okay, yeah.
How about Marcus Allen?
Marcus Allen. There's Marcus Allen, Junior Seau.
Oh, yeah, Junior. Oh, my God. Anthony Munoz.
Anthony Munoz. Well, you know, Carson Palmer. I mean,
your school's loaded. It's like Miami back here. You guys just go on and on with that list of great players, Ray. And that had to be fun. I saw why we were out there in L.A. You had a chance to take the team out for that Texas-USC game. How cool was that?
That was like one of the greatest feelings ever. It might not seem much, but it was like one of the best accomplishments I did because, you know, I was actually – I'm hoping that they didn't call like 10 other people and that they turned them down. So, man, it's been 9 years since I ran out that tunnel. And just to be able to do that and for them to get the win, you know, I was hoping that I was part of that little tiny spark that – you know,
hey man, it was a great game.
It felt great.
Yeah. Hey Ray, really nice having you, man. Really appreciate you coming on, and you take care of yourself. Stay healthy, my man, and we'll see you this weekend up in Atlanta. Thank you.
Awesome, perfect. Thanks for having me.
All right, you got it. Ray Maluga, Finn's middle linebacker, joining us here on Sports Radio 560 WQAM.